This is WRJX 359 Karen off of MB725 Repeater, acting as hub for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation takes priority, so please break in and we will promptly discontinue our check-ins. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Break. Please keep all of our Patriot Ladies in your thoughts and prayers as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Pray. The inspiration for today is called A Hug and a Helping Hand. Most of us have heard the story of the Good Samaritan, a man who helped a fellow traveler when no one else would. We too should be Good Samaritans when we encounter others who need help. Zora Neale Hurston once said, "When you find a man who has lost his way, you don't make fun of him and scorn him and leave him there. You show him the way. If you don't do that, you just prove that you're sort of lost yourself." Her insight fits well with the antidote in Helen Keller's advice. Believe when you are most unhappy that there is something for you to do in the world. So long as you can sweeten another's pain, life is not in vain. Find someone today who needs a hug or a helping hand and give them both. If a lion's roar isn't getting you any place, try a bear hug. Author unknown. Tonight I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. Great. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. Tonight we are continuing our study on the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. We're kind of refreshing our skills and a lot of the stuff we've discussed before, and some of it's new. So we're discussing this evening hazardous materials on page 12 and 13 of the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook. What is a hazardous material? By law, hazard material is product that corrodes other materials, explodes or is easily ignited, reacts strongly with water, is unstable when exposed to heat or shock, or is otherwise toxic to humans, animals, or the environment. Hazardous materials can include explosives, flammable gases and liquids, poisons and poisonous gases, corrosives and caustics, non-flammable gases, oxidizers, water-reactive materials, and radioactive materials. What are common hazardous materials? Cleaning products, bleach, liquid, powdered cleanser, etc., reactive and can form toxic vapors when mixed with other cleaners, especially ammonia or any acid, including vinegar, irritant to eyes and mucous membranes, corrosive, ammonia, liquid glass cleaner, etc. Reacts with acids such as vinegar to form a flammable vapor. Skin, eyes, nose, and throat irritant is corrosive. That's part of the ammonia. Oven cleaner, skin irritant, inhalation hazard, caustic substance. Laundry detergent, harmful as swallowed, mild to severe irritant to skin and eyes. Aerosols, container may explode if heated. Contents may be highly flammable, irritants, corrosives, toxins, or poisons. beauty aids, hairspray, pump or aerosol. Most contain alcohol, which is flammable. Aerosol types have inherent propellant flammability. Nail polish and remover, flammable. Perfume cologne, flammable. Garage or garden shed products, paints, varnish, paint thinner, flammable. Gasoline, flammable and irritant. Diesel, combustible and suspected carcinogen. Pesticides, herbicides, poison. Lighter fluids, flammable. Fertilizer, poison, caustic oxidizer. Explosive with hydrocarbons, i.e. diesel. Other materials, propane tanks, flammable gas. Exposure to heat may cause venting or vapor ignition. Oily rags, spontaneously combust when stored in anything other than airtight containers. While the United States has laws governing the safe handling, transport, and disposal of hazardous materials, accidents can and do occur throughout the country on a regular basis. For more information on hazardous household products and effective alternatives, call your local fire department. Always call before disposing of possible hazardous material. Please remember to dispose of hazardous material properly. Am I in danger in my community? A variety of hazardous materials are transported through, stored, or used in our modern communities every day. Common hazardous material sites include high-tech facilities, commercial gas stations, propane distributors, fertilizer plants, feed and garden stores, and public swimming pools. Once hazardous materials are on site at storage and manufacturing facilities, strict fire and building codes mandate redundant safety systems to reduce the impact of human error or mechanical failures. What can I do to decrease my risk of exposure? Prevention of accidents, rather than predicting, is central to avoiding potential damage or loss or contamination from hazardous materials. For example, areas located near highways, railways, manufacturing, storage, or disposable facilities are likely to be at higher risk for accidents, and extra precautions should be taken whenever possible. Producers of hazardous material substances are required to describe the hazards on the product label. Read the labels carefully and follow directions completely when purchasing, using, or storing these products. Whenever possible, source substances in original containers. Bulk items such as gasoline for your power equipment should be stored only in approved containers. Around the house, remember the acronym LIES. Limit amounts of hazardous material stored to the minimum. Isolate. Store hazards in a separate area or secured bins. Eliminate. Properly get rid of materials as soon as they expire. Separate. Don't put potential reactants together. Suggest as oxidizers and flammables. During a hazardous materials incident, emergency personnel will tell you what to do. They may evacuate you to a safe area until the spill is cleaned up. If you witness a hazard material transportation accident, spill, or leakage, first distance yourself to minimize risk of contamination. Stay far uphill, upwind, or upstream. Call 911. Your local fire department will isolate the area, investigate the situation, and may call in hazardous materials responders if needed. How will I know what to do? In the event of a hazardous materials release in your community, tune to your local radio or television stations for further information. Local television stations will cover most large events. If you're in the affected area, follow all instructions from public officials. If alone in an accident, seek guidance from 911 or the Poison Control Center. And you're actually talking and listening on one of those means of communication in case of emergency. I think some of the things that we've read in here probably update a little bit. And as a reminder, we probably don't think about some of those as being hazardous materials. So that's kind of a refresher. If in any of you ladies have any other suggestions or comments or questions, when I call your name, you can please bring that up. Right? WRMW 211 Hope, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? Is 211 Hope, Deborah, Sarah, or Betty available this evening? There's some pretty busy folks, so I will check in for the 211 household. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
Well, hi there. This is WRMY 378 Robin. I copy you loud and clear. How am I?
There's a little hum in the background, but other than that, you're coming in loud and clear. So did that kind of refresh you on the difference in hazardous materials? We have a lot of that stuff around the house and probably don't think of it that as anymore. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Robin?
No, not really. I'm kind of aware of a lot of that stuff when from my old motorcycle building days and stuff, and Dan being a painter, a commercial painter, we had all kinds of piles this and that over there, and so I'm pretty familiar with how to keep things separate and away. But as community-wise, I would really hope that we break. I'm hoping that between our radio system that we're talking on today and the supposed alert system that comes through the county, we would be informed about any kind of real bad hazardous problem that takes place. Do you know what I mean?
I certainly do. There are lots of avenues of emergency awareness there. So that's a good idea. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Robin?
I'm going to have to go. I appreciate you all, and I love you, and I will talk to you next week.
And we will definitely, we appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd like to check in for WRKP 710 Wanda. She was unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRJS 656 Sylvia, I'm reading you pretty clear, but once in a while you totally cut out. I have three things I can share, but only if you can hear me really well.